Boris government facing potential police probe and political disaster over lockdown breaking boozy bash. By Kurt Zindelka on January 11, 2022. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government is facing a potential police probe and the prospect of yet another political disaster after emails have emerged of Downing Street hosting a boozy bash while the nation was under strict lockdown. The Metropolitan Police has said that it is in contact with the Cabinet Office concerning reports of another lockdown-breaking bring-your-own-booze party held at the Prime Minister's residence, No. 10 Downing Street, on May 20, just days after the infamous garden gathering, which the government claimed was merely a work meeting. The Metropolitan Police Service is aware of widespread reporting relating to alleged breaches of the health protection regulations at Downing Street on May 20, 2020 and is in contact with the Cabinet Office, the Met said in a statement. On Monday, an email from Prime Minister Principal Private Secretary Martin Reynolds to over 100 Downing Street employees on May 20, 2020 shared by ITV News said, "After what has been an incredibly busy period, we thought it would be nice to make the most of the lovely weather and have some socially distanced drinks in the No. 10 garden this evening. Please join us from 6 p.m. and bring your own booze." According to the news network, some 40 staff, alongside Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his now wife Carrie Johnson, gathered in the garden for the bash. Less than an hour before people gathered in No. 10 for the party, the government's culture secretary Oliver Dowden held a press conference that very evening in which he warned the public to refrain from mixing in large groups. "You can meet one person outside of your household in an outdoor public place provided that you stay 2 meters apart," Dowden said at the time. The email leak will be harder for the government to defend than the previous scandal concerning a photograph of the prime minister, his then-girlfriend and others sipping wine and eating cheese in the Downing Street garden. The government insisted that it was merely a work meeting. It appears that the first fall guy from the latest scandal will be the author of the email, the PM's private secretary Martin Reynolds, who has run Johnson's private office since 2019 and was reportedly tasked with enforcing coronavirus measures in the PM's office. Opposition leaders may not be satisfied by such a sacrificial lamb, however. Commenting on the scandal, the deputy leader of the Labour Party, Angela Rayner, said, "The series of revelations about parties and other events at Downing Street have made a mockery of all who diligently followed the rules, often at great personal cost. Boris Johnson repeatedly claimed that no rules were broken in No. 10, but the truth is out. He misled the public and misled the House." She continued, "Of course it's right there's an inquiry, but we shouldn't need that for the Prime Minister to tell the truth. Boris Johnson should come to the House of Commons today and finally come clean." Rayner, who asked an urgent question in Parliament on Tuesday, told the House, "The public have already drawn their own conclusions. The Prime Minister can run, but he can't hide." She asked, "Although the Prime Minister was not present, having set another minister in his stead, the simple central question today, did the Prime Minister attend the event on the 20th of May, 2020? It won't wash to blame this on a few junior civil servants. The Prime Minister sets the tone. If the Prime Minister was there, surely he knew." Writing on social media, the leader of the opposition, Sir Keir Starmer, said, "Boris Johnson, your deflections and distractions are absurd. Not only did you know about the parties in Downing Street, you attended them. Stop lying to the British public. It's time to finally come clean." In December, the Prime Minister took to the floor of the House of Commons to express his views with another apparent breach of lockdown restrictions, when footage emerged of Downing Street staff holding a Christmas party in 2020. "I can understand how infuriating it must be to think that the people who have been setting the rules have not been following the rules, because I was also furious," Johnson said last month. The apparent lockdown hypocrisy from the government and the Prime Minister himself has severely damaged the leader of the past 2 months. A poll conducted by YouGov prior to the latest lockdown scandal found that over a third of Tory party members believe that the Prime Minister should resign, and 38% stating that they believe Mr. Johnson has been doing a bad job as leader. At present, according to the polling agency, just 26% of the public have a favorable opinion of Mr. Johnson, compared 56% holding a negative view. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter. Here at Kurt Zindelka.